This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, you may have heard a little about what central Washington pear and apple growers are having to deal with regarding fire blight. I talked with WSU tree fruit extension specialist Tiana DuPont, based in Wenatchee, about the situation. It turns out there was a perfect storm, so to speak, with above normal temperatures and moisture during the bloom period in late April and early May.
Almost everybody you talked to at least had some fire blight this year, and quite a few people had significant amount that they're either having to cut out and remove, or occasionally whole blocks that people are having to remove due to fire blight.
The setup for the fire blight was not just the warm, wet periods this spring.
We've had fire blight a couple years in a row at pretty high levels. So that means the amount of bacteria that's out in these orchards was higher this spring than had been past years.
WSU and growers use a model developed several years ago called Cougar Blight.
Tim Smith with other researchers put that together a number of years ago, and it's on the Decision Aid program. And it did predict we had infection periods just when you would have thought they would have been there. The problem is the pressure was just so high this year, even when growers did everything right, there's probably still some fire blight that they got.
My thanks to WSU Extension Specialist Tiana DuPont for sharing her expertise on fire blight. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.